And we're back consistently with another podcast.
God damn it.
Guys, we got another one coming in at you hot, talking about some serious things, some lighthearted things, but definitely focused in on what's going on, what just happened with all the riots and just the horrible murder of a brother that freaking got it neck. I can't talk anymore.
No, you can't. Holy shit.
That's all, folks.
God.
Enjoy the podcast. His neck was, he was, Tyler, can you just take over this? I'm going home.
Yeah, guys, we talk just about 2020, you know, what 2020 has been like so far and, you know, how shitty of a year it's been. And besides that, that's all we really talked about. Just things that are happening right now. Life. Seth still has shit in boxes. You know, what's new?
What's new?
Yeah. What's new?
Other than a man being killed, can I say it this time? By having a knee on his neck. There we go. There I think go. I was getting it swapped around in my head, knee, neck, like with a neck on his knee.
There you go. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, but just...
Yeah, so, guys, be kind to each other. And yeah, definitely talked about what our thoughts on are, what needs to be done as far as change, what can be done to make these things not happen. And I don't know, I gave my two cents, and I think there's some policies that could help and to steer us in the right way, because I feel like when things like this and people get upset, like I feel there's, it really hasn't been any policies in place to help stir this in the right direction to not happen in the future.
Here's the thing. We don't know, Seth. We're just two dumb idiots talking about things. We just don't have a lot of information about.
And doing it for the 121st time, and nobody's taken us off the air yet. You know,
not yet.
We haven't been canceled, you know, with this cancel culture. You be careful on Twitter there.
That's a good point.
That's the cancel headquarters.
That's a very, very good point. Besides that, you're just gonna have to listen for the rest. Honestly,
sounds good, Tyler.
You ready to just start this thing?
Let's just give it a listen. Listen, just listen. Please put your seats up in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. With another podcast. Tyler, how you doing?
I feel good.
You know, I'm going to start the podcast with a joke.
Okay.
I've seen this too many times on TikTok, so, you know.
So this is a reused joke.
Of course. I mean, I'm not creative enough to come up with my own joke.
Fair enough.
I'm more a spontaneously funny person, you know. Yeah. 10 dildos on a wall. How many of those dildos are you choking on in less than an hour?
Let me.
How many are you gagging on?
Let me think about that for a second.
Really?
Probably 10.
Oh, you've heard this joke. Usually everybody says none. I'm like, what are you, a bro? You heard this joke.
Sorry.
You're trying to make sure you answered it right.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. It's a good joke.
It is a good joke. Because there's feel like there's no way out of it. Like
it's a tough one. Like,
or the answer you feel like is the only way out of it is the joke. Mm-hmm. What are you, a pro? Oh man. Oh yeah.
So that is reused on TikTok a lot?
I've saw it twice in there, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, Pokemon.
Pokemon, gotta catch them all.
Yeah.
My mom reminds me every day, usually, to open up her gifts. She didn't remind me today, but I saw that you were doing it, so I remembered to...
You know, your mom texted me at 10:30, like, two nights ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, she said...
10:30 at night?
10:30 at night.
She's usually not up that late. What did she say? Open your gift?
Hold up. I got it. I still have it.
If you don't play Pokemon, or you did play Pokemon, which is still an amazing game, it's gotten even better.
Oh, I'm
definitely
sorry.
Didn't have the cult following it did when it first came out.
It was 10:42 p.m.
Yeah.
I sent you a friend request. I have room for you now on Pokemon Go.
Man, you better... She's a pro. You better get on that when you can.
And I have not sent her anything yet, so... got to get on that or she'll defriend me again.
Yeah. She will do that.
Sorry.
Holy shit, Tyler, what'd you have for lunch?
I'm doing a little day drinking. I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go.
It's technically the afternoon for me, bro.
I got my breakfast right here in the form of a monster, you know. If it's earlier in the day, I prefer an orange. It's kind of like an orange juice in a way to me, in my head, mentally, I think.
But it's not.
And then later on the day, I like the grape. And then the new one, the kiwi one.
You're the monster guy.
I am. I've definitely got, and it's zero calories. You know, there's probably something in there that's killing me, but in my mind, it's not as bad.
Do you prefer the energy drink over coffee, though? Like a fresh cup of coffee? Is that going to get you going more than coffee?
Sometimes I prefer this when it's hot. Mm. Mm-hmm. But I don't care if it's hot still. I do enjoy coffee.
Yeah.
I love me some good old coffee. How was Sunday? I missed out on some fun.
Dude, you missed out on Sunday.
Like, if I could have tagged along with you. Sometimes I just don't like the drive. And I'm not a big fisherman. But then, like, I did get a, what do they call it? Fear of missing out or whatever.
I know what you're talking about.
Which I didn't get the fear of missing out. I already had missed out, so that's even different, I guess. But I saw some pictures of you guys all fishing. It looked like a good time. But did y'all catch anything big?
Oh,
anything?
Yeah. There was so many fish that were caught. So it was kind of interesting. It's something we never tried before, but we ended up trying. It's like we were just using regular fish or regular worms and like shrimp bait. Mm-hmm. And Poopa ended up catching like this really tiny fish.
Mm.
So Sierra's like, ooh, give me it. I want to use it as bait. We're like, all right, whatever.
Okay.
So she put
I didn't know Sierra was into fishing. She's just all over it right away.
Except she doesn't touch the fish. She's not there yet. Okay. She says, whatever.
Yeah, hey, I can't, you know, go ahead.
Anyways, she casts it out and the bait ends up getting caught. She reels this thing in. Huge catfish. So everybody started grabbing the little fish that we already caught. And Cora, who is Sierra's friend, started cutting the fish into pieces. Everybody was using pieces of fish as bait. And we were catching, like, gigantic catfish. Like, the biggest catfish I've ever seen come out of that pond before. So it was pretty wild because it was just, like, one big fish after another. And, like, everybody's lines kept breaking because of how big some of the fish were. It was pretty wild. We've never caught fish that big before.
That's awesome. Yeah. That made it fun. Mm-hmm. The plan is to go back anytime soon?
Oh, yeah. We'll go back.
Okay.
Hopefully a lot.
I'll definitely do it this time.
I didn't catch anything.
Oh, you didn't catch anything at all?
No. So I started out fishing and didn't catch anything while I was fishing. Fished for probably an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pulled my fishing pole out and I went and got hot dogs because we cooked hot dogs on the grill. And while I was eating my hot dog, Maddie Lynn, who is Adam's girlfriend, took my pole and cast it out, and she cast it out for 5 seconds and then caught a huge fish on my pole. I was like, all right, I don't want to fish anymore. It's like, wasn't working for me, worked for her. So ever since then, I quit fishing. I brought cigars, smoked a couple cigars around the pond with everybody. It was a good time.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Did you smoke my cigar?
Well, I still have.
You still have my cigar?
Yeah, there was 10 of them in there.
Okay. Nice.
Those are good cigars. I've never bought those ones before. Those are nice and smooth. I like those.
Well, how many did I buy in that pack?
You didn't buy any.
I bought a pizza, so that was
$15. I don't know. It was $25.
It was $25?
Yeah.
So $250? Yeah, so a couple of those are mine then.
Mm.
Okay. Trying to jip me, motherfucker.
Well, I might smoke them all before you even have one, because remember, we were going to smoke... And you had a heat stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the reason was I got up so early. I was definitely annoyed about how hot it was in here.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're being such an asshole about it. Fuck. I think you're having too much fun.
Doesn't it feel good in here right now, though?
It's not too bad in here.
Not too bad.
I am sweating. My hand is sweating a little bit.
Dude, it's 70 degrees in here. I think it's perfect right now.
Yeah. Where was it going?
You had a heat stroke when we were going to smoke a cigar.
I just had a brain stroke. Mm-hmm. But what was I talking about? Fuck.
You were going to go Reset. Somewhere with something.
And insert ad right here. Yeah. Guys, hey, for those who listen through our ad that's on the front of here, that's exciting. We do have one ad on that should be playing before all these podcasts now, mm-hmm. since Tyler doesn't want to take the time to put it in the middle where I think it should be, but that's fine. So don't be deterred by the advertise. We're not selling out. We're still making no money off this podcast since basically. And yeah, I'm not joking.
We made 3 cents. So,
well, no, it's much more than that. I think it's like 30 cents or something.
Much more than
it
that.
Just hasn't gone through yet.
I know. It was pending.
It was pending. Yeah. But yeah, do you see the total amount made? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's fun to look up. I pull it up too much.
Yeah. You pull it up too much. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to pull it up like your banking account.
But I mean,
account.
We won't really, I mean, really after 1 month, we'll have a general idea how things are going. But after a couple months, we'll have a good idea how things are going. But we want to grow our pack. I mean, definitely the first step is to make it to 1,000 subscribers. And please share our, I attempted to do a giveaway. Did you see
that? How'd that work out for you?
Did not go very well at all.
I think you did it wrong.
I got to figure out the right way to do that because mm-hmm. I know giveaways do help. And like, I'm happy to give listeners and people that's interested in, you know, checking out our Instagram and stuff. I mean, that gets people in that direction. And I feel like we get a decent amount of listeners from our podcast, from the Instagram.
What you need to do is you need to incorporate that into like an Instagram video and say, like and comment and follow.
Yeah.
Gives you the chance to watch.
I'll do it on here. I'll do it on here just for our listeners. And then they can. So I'm trying to get to 100 shares. And mm-hmm. For episode, just share episode, the picture of episode.
But what are they going to share it on?
No, they just on Instagram. They just, you know, the little, you got the little airplane mm-hmm. next to it. You just push it on there and we'll share it on your story. And then I get a message sent. So if we can hit 100 shares, so get your friends to do it or whatever, and if we can get 100 shares, I will give away a $100 iTunes gift card to one of you, and I'll just take a picture of it and post it right in, and it will be instantly yours, and you put the information.
Think 100 is too much?
No, I think that's a good number. I'm going to give it a couple more tries. Okay. Like, I mean, if people made a little bit of effort, we could easily get 100 shares, and that's good Maybe. For us too, guys. Like, we enjoy doing this, and we'll make it better. We can put money into upgrading our stuff, mics, our system, like, and have better production for you guys. And then our plan is to have a nice video, do a video. Mm-hmm. The plan is by the end of the year is what we said to do. But I like that we're just focusing on this, and I mean, we definitely had a hiccup with Tyler having to work every single day for a month. You are getting 2 days off now, right?
Yeah. So I'm back to my five days.
I like Saturday and Sunday off for you. That's nice.
Yeah. That'll be different. Sundays will be weird because I'll be constantly thinking, holy fuck, I got to go into work in like 6 hours.
Yeah.
But like, I'm back down to 5 days, but like my 5 days are just still long, you know? So.
Yeah. So yes, please share our most recent video or picture. What are they called? The stories and then the feed. On the feed, share the most recent. I'm going to post one today. It should be up when this is going up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. What a crazy weekend. Tons of rioting.
Yeah, you want to talk about
tons of
riots?
Tons of peaceful people. And then you had people rioting. And what it seems like, a lot of these rioters aren't the same people a lot of times. I mean, there's plenty of, the majority of people are peaceful. Mm-hmm. And then those people trickle out. And then you got people, a lot of times it's crazy. The statistics are kind of all over the place, but not all over the place. But some people are saying like that a lot of these are out of town people. And then you can get in the conspiracies that people are saying these kind of people are even paid to come and do this stuff just to cause havoc.
I think that's a stretch, but
Then I see crazy shit like these kids were showing this video of a huge stack of bricks just sitting there randomly mm-hmm. on the side of the road next to like a some kind of civil building, like a police building or something like that.
Yeah.
Just randomly sitting there. And these kids are like, no, no, I know what's going on here. This is a plant. This is a plant. And, you know, they could just be fucking around and maybe there's some. But you look at it, it's just like on the side of the road randomly. There's no, from what you can see in that picture, like you can see the building. There's no construction going around. Mm-hmm. There's no place where those bricks should be. There's just a pile of bricks. Mm-hmm. And like, that's just so creepy. And then there's another video that I ran across of these cops unloading bricks randomly. Like, why the fuck are cops unloading bricks? A video. I see a video of cops unloading bricks. You can't see where they're putting them or whatever, but it's just so weird. And there might be a good, you know, I mean, I do enjoy conspiracy. We've done a podcast on conspiracies. In fact, if you have on Instagram, please send me, if you have a good conspiracy, send it to me. Maybe we'd love to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've talked about the Mandela effect, which is very intriguing.
It's interesting.
Very interesting. I think too, there's some, I would say there's maybe definitely explanations too for some of it. And then for other parts of it, it's just really weird. I mean, definitely the main part of Mandela, now I'm going to get off track, but Mandela effect is that it is insane that a lot of people think that he died like back in the 90s or something, but he didn't die until he was out of prison later on in life, like in 2000 something. But a lot of people remember seeing, say that they remember seeing a funeral on TV. It's so weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, so man, I definitely, you know, this is with this killing, it's a straight up murder, and the part that's too is like, okay, for one instance, okay, everybody calm down. The guy's been arrested. You know, they took too long to arrest him, I definitely think, but this is the crazy about this situation. Everybody fucking agrees that he was murdered. Like, it's as simple as day.
Yeah.
You have your knee on somebody for 9 minutes. They're fucking dead.
Yeah, no,
they're
fucking
dead.
It was a murder caught on camera.
And, okay, okay, first of all, this guy probably should have already been fired. Probably should have definitely already been fired because there's already, He had like 17 complaints against him or something, like, and he's even like
prior.
Yeah. And he's been disciplined for some things, like this guy.
And now he's divorced.
Right. Now his wife did not waste any time divorcing his ass. And then two, like, if anything, then whoever was with him should have been a straight arrow guy keeping an eye on him. And what, they got some guy that basically trying to defend him the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, that happens as, you know, when you have a partner, you get really close with them. Or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
So fucked up. So, like, what the fuck was going through his head? And I'm so thankful. It's just heart. So the autopsy came out, and I think somebody was trying to say at first, like, he had conditions that caused, you know, for him to die. I'm like, no, anybody with fucking pressure on their neck that long is going to die.
Right.
And sure enough, the autopsy backs that out. He died from pressure to his neck. Like, fucking was murdered right in front of the people. It's hard thing. I was like, I was talking to somebody and he was like, I can't even watch it. Like,
yeah,
it's horrible.
It's not easy to watch.
I watched it and you just see the life go out of him. It's disgusting. Like, nobody deserves that. And, I can't help but think it was racially charged. Like, it was just disgusting. Like, I mean, you can't help but think in the situations too, you don't know what was going through his head, but like, and then I you get looking up at the statistics and, you know, I'm curious, like, well, is there just as many, is there even more people, white people dying unarmed? You know, that would be something to, I mean, definitely it's different with black people, I would say, but is this just like a thing across the board, or do we definitely need to focus in? And does there need to be more of a training cops to be like, okay, don't be racist. Calm down. Do not shoot unarmed people.
I don't know.
Treat people like you should be treated. There's so many asshole cops out there too. It's like, I don't think.
You think it's a uniform thing?
It definitely, it's that power, like that power trip. Like, I've met some of those cops that are just straight up assholes. It was just like pull you over, and all they care about, like, you know, like all they give a shit about is just giving you a ticket and you going on your way. Like, I'd be so much happier to pay a ticket if a cop was kind enough yeah. to have a conversation with
cordial.
Me and ask me, well, first off, I appreciate the cops for the most part. Always like, why were you speeding? You know, ask them that, you know, mm-hmm. man, this last ticket I got was in this little town, like pull me over. I was Ubering somebody too. And like, it was like one of the freaking scams where it's 25 miles an hour and there's no reason for it to be 25 miles an hour. It's just like randomly like drops down from 30 to 35 to 25. I didn't even see the sign.
Then back up.
You miss one sign and you're like, and that happens. You do. It's easy. It was dark out and easy to see signs.
When you turn onto my road, when you turn onto my road from 20, there's only one sign that shows you the speed limit all the way to my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one.
Yeah. See, that's so fucked up. And you know, as shady as some of these small towns are, I wouldn't be surprised if they had some Bugs Bunny shit where the shit disappears and then pops up when you go past it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. So, but yes. Yeah, so, man, we're definitely with you. Black lives do matter. And people that quickly say, all lives matter. Yes, all lives matter. But they're not. That's not what that saying is saying. Like, mm-hmm. people are like.
That's not what it means.
Misunderstanding. It's just, it's a saying, black lives matter. It's not saying all lives don't matter. But these lives that are, you know. And I was looking up statistically on, you know, definitely. Okay, so this is the crazy part, which,
what you got for us, Stats McGee?
Oh, my gosh. I had it, and then I lost it. Here, keep talking. Let me figure it out. Dang it.
What is it?
Okay, it was the stats. The stats were, I'll just say something like that. Like, so, like, the population, African-American are 13%, Hispanic are 18%. We are, like, you know, the majority, what, 60-some percent. Mm-hmm. But yet, barely, it's about the same amount of white people as black people that have died.
And it shouldn't be like that statistically. Right,
because look at the percentage of, I mean, but, which is crazy to think about, like, that kind of just, I guess I knew that statistic that, you know, black people are 13%. There's more Hispanics than there are black people in America now. I think that used to not be that. And which is crazy because black people, this is a crazy thing to think about. Like, I definitely give props for how influential the black culture is. Because if you think about it, I think if you ask the average person, like, what's the percentage of people in the U.S. that are black? They'd probably say at least 25%. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
I think it's such a big part of our culture. We've had a black president. Half black, half white president, which is even crazier because, I mean, in a lot of with racism in general, like people. Black people even sometimes look down on half white, half black people as much as white people do, you know, in situations. And that is crazy. Like, if you just go by percentage, there's such a slim chance of a black person ever becoming president. Just think about it. Just because, like, there's only 13% of people in the U.S. are black. So,
is it really only 13?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know what that might be a few years old, so it might be a couple more than that, but it's no more than 15%. There's definitely more Hispanics than there are African Americans. Yeah, see, it's just mind blowing, isn't it, that it's that low? Statistically, like, it just like in our culture with rap and everything, like in movies, like I feel like usually in every movie and everything, at least 25% of the actors a lot of times are black, and that's a higher percentage than the population. Yeah, like, they're such a big part of our culture.
Says,
like,
white 72% as of 2019. Whites 72%, black 12%, Asian 4%.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, it is amazing how much they're part of our culture. I mean, they've influenced our culture a lot longer than the Hispanic, because the Hispanic's kind of just blown up, like, in the last probably 20, 30 years, just immigration. But
interesting.
Yeah, we are really a melting pot, but it's like, I mean, still, like, Caucasians do make up a large percentage. So, I mean, it's
so gonna, I guess the question is,
it's going to be
going forward.
So something.
What do we do?
You know, that's a good question. And I think if we can have, it's got to be very much a part of your training. Like, and you got to pass some kind of, like, I'm not a fucking racist to be a cop, I feel. I feel like you shouldn't be a racist. I was like, I don't care if you're, you can't hide it away or nothing. Like, this has happened too much. Too many unarmed black people have been shot and killed. Like, there's needed to be a training, like, that it is approved by people.
Do you think there's training in that already?
Maybe a little bit, but not enough. Not enough for as many, but I think there's all, and the thing is, like, there's always some people that fuck it up for everybody, you know? A very small percentage of people die from, probably statistically, really, the highest statistic, I mean, talking about gun-on-gun accident, you know, like, really, the majority, I don't know all the statistics off the top of my head, but I know this has been a common one, is, like, the majority of people of Africans, Americans die at the hand of other African Americans, you know. It's definitely, and that's, I mean, I feel like that's partially our fault, the way, I mean, way back in the day, they divided all, when they were trying to desegregate, but and have it still have it segregated, they were, I mean, black people ended up with the shittiest, in the shittiest neighborhoods, and made it, the struggle can be hard. But I mean, but there's plenty of people that with some effort have made it out. And there's, man, nowadays too, there's so many scholarships and things available. But I think a lot of times it's a mindset too. If you're going to tell yourself, no, I'm stuck in this life, I'm stuck in this. Well, then, yeah, you're going to be stuck in this. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody just drags you out of it. And, you know, there's those people that do. Those people that drag. And thank God for those people that take the effort to, you know, I mean. And there's white people too, and that struggle too, live in poverty all their lives, and but yeah.
Did you see the video of the Flint chief of police in Flint, Michigan? Yeah,
a lot of people really appreciated that. Like,
yeah, did you see that
video?
He just
joined them. Yeah, he just joined the pro. And yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and as long as there's peaceful. And the majority of stuff was peaceful. Now, what was fucked up, and you can see it on video too, there's plenty of people just standing there, which, for one thing, okay, people, you can't block fucking roads unless you have permission by the city to, like, have it in a certain area. Like, mm-hmm. You can't just, there's these idiots just blocking traffic. Like, okay, don't break the fucking law. You know, like, don't, you know, there's just people blocking traffic, which is, you're just upsetting people. Like, you're not doing anything. If you're going to block people in traffic, that does no good. I think that can be just as bad as there's probably plenty of people that would disagree with me on that. But that makes no sense to just go stand in the middle of traffic and piss off people. Like,
I think you have to understand, like, how many people out there in the world just want to watch it burn? Think about that number. Like, 300 plus million Americans. There's a lot of people that just want to watch the world burn, and this is their time. This is their time to shine
and
right now.
People that are joining it,
these are the people
helping it burn.
These are the people that are destroying cars on the side of streets that have done nothing wrong to them.
A lot of it is just as many white people as black people too. Like, that's like, it's nothing. It has nothing to do with
vandalizing.
Black Lives Matter. It's just about causing
vandalizing
destruction.
Small businesses. Like, it's just. It's terrible because 2020, as of right now,
it sucked balls, man.
It's been terrible, right?
It's been fucking horrible.
It's been miserable. You know, all these small businesses that went under because of the coronavirus, now in specific cities and specific areas, like, now they're dealing with their businesses being just completely destroyed. Like, I was just watching The Fighter and the Kid before you walked in here, and they were talking about Eddie Bravo's jiu-jitsu studio. Burned.
No way.
Unusable. Yeah. It was part of the riots that were happening out in that area.
No way.
So, like, the amount of damage that this has caused.
Speaking of which, his guy won over the weekend.
Oh, did he really?
He was training. Yeah. Pretty sure. Yeah.
I didn't know that he won.
Yeah, he was there. One of the announcers gave him a shout out.
No shit.
Yeah.
But, like, this is the thing. We're like, this one event, it's caused waves, and it's gone way too far in forms of vandalism, because I know that majority of people protesting this, peacefully protesting this, and there's a lot of those people. The media, I think, is again the cause for all the mass hysteria.
Yeah, they glorify it. Oh my gosh. It's terrible. They love to report.
They did the
on
same
it.
Thing with coronavirus. It was never, I mean, yes, people died, but it was never that bad, right?
No.
Now,
not as bad as what they were making it seem to be.
Correct. And now this.
We found it wasn't even contagious. Like, it doesn't even stay on objects like they said it did. Correct. And like
now we have this. We've got a new situation for the media to cover, and they've glorified the most outrageous things you've ever seen in your life, when really, there's so much peaceful protesting, it's ridiculous. So I don't.
Yeah, and what definitely sucks, too, for the cops is that, I mean, the way it's edited, too, like, a lot of times it always looks like the cops are just, like, coming after. And in some instance, I would say, yeah, it looks like some people are just, maybe they told them to get out of the streets and they didn't. You don't know the full context, but, man, it just seems like in some videos the cops are just coming for.
It's weird, right?
Coming for the people that are peacefully protesting.
But then you don't know how.
The whole context.
That's
of the
problem.
Situation.
That's the problem with video.
And CNN and all the other ones just love to report it. Like, and you know, Fox on the other side can be just as bad and like to skirt things toward the other side, you know? And you know, they can edit however they want to make it look however they want.
It's a shitty time, man.
Yes, we just gotta stick together. You know, I mean, once this one situation, you know, it's.
Not to get all political, but like, sorry to disrupt you. But like, what does the president do right now?
He needs to get off fucking Twitter is what he needs to do.
Like, I'm not saying you're not you're not presidential in any way. But like, if me? You, yeah, you.
What? Sure I am.
No, not at all.
Bullshit, shut
but
up.
But like, if you're,
that's
the world, the world just went through like this crazy pandemic, right?
I have a lot of leadership qualities.
Easy. The world just went through this pandemic, right? You're trying to bust him through. And then this happens. You know.
You will vote for me, fucker.
The country is in mass hysteria over everything right now, right? What do you do as the president?
Man, you got to bring people together and not like, you can't, okay, which he is so bad at being asshole to people. Like, but what would I do? Like, forget
what do you do?
Like, man, you got to bring, because I would definitely try to quickly get some kind of training where, like, instantly, like what Starbucks did, where they, when they threw some black guys out, they were just chilling in their business. Mm-hmm. And they completely shut down one day all the Starbucks for a whole afternoon or a whole day and trained everybody. Do that shit. But it needs to be something ongoing. And target the people that, I don't give a shit. In this situation, you can target people. Target the people that are more vulnerable, that you can see, like, yeah, he's probably a racist. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
like,
that dude's probably a piece of shit.
I mean, and then there's people, like, you gotta, and there's gotta be, people have gotta, it's gotta be easier to get fired as a cop. Like, if you have so many, like, not just saying, like, so easy, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, he had 17, the guy that killed, I should know the man's name, that got his throat got straight up murdered. The cop that did that who's not a cop anymore and is gonna go to jail for a long time, hopefully. he had like 17 marks on his record or whatever, and like he'd had been, you know, I think discipline and stuff like that. Like those people, you know, that kind of stuff needs to be reviewed and see if they still have the same action going on. And if they're not changing their behavior, they need to be fired. Like, and I feel like as cops, they need to be held up to the highest standard as can be. Like, right. And, you know, I mean, yeah, they need to have the experience and like, I mean,
I think the important.
I don't know. Like, can't as a sheriff, can't you just be voted in? You got to have so much experience too, right? Like,
I don't know the whole thing.
Yeah,
because I think at the end of the day, police officers are in place.
The majority of them are good. Well, the majority of them are good, but
the majority of them are good. But police officers are in place to protect you as an individual, to protect you and your individual rights. And when you see shit like that, it makes you question everything else, right? You know, we know that the reason cops exist, but like when you see shit like that, you wonder what else exists, you know, that's not being utilized in the correct way.
You know, I got to give us respect for how quickly we are. I mean, this is one person this happened to. Mm-hmm. And.
But this has been happening for a while.
This has been happening for a while. But. I mean, I guess any person that dies this way, it's not good. But I mean, there's not a lot. This doesn't happen a lot, but I guess the trend is not going down, like the percentage of murders. But we are quick to defend and quick to come to the aid of our brothers, like, and in this situation where, like, man, there was no. I mean, people were being annoyed too because they were asking, we need more footage. You don't need no more footage. You have all the footage you need.
There's nothing else you need.
There's no reason. Okay, first off, it is not part of an officer's training to ever put his knee on a dude's neck.
No.
Man, just, I feel like somebody could easily die if they had pre-existing situation or something like asthma. Holy shit, you probably could die in a couple minutes. I don't know. Like, yeah. So.
All I know is I'm ready to peacefully protest.
Yeah, there's definitely Toledo had some issues.
Yeah, I saw video.
One of my runners, he was kind of getting worried. He was kind of close to the action.
Was he?
Yeah, he just kind of stayed inside and he was a little nervous that they were coming to come toward the house. They were messing up some spaces near. I was like, but for the most time, they're a bunch of 20-year-old freaking kids, and they're not gonna mess with you if people are in there. You know, some situations they've freaking attacked people. It's disgusting. Like,
did you see the video? The one that really sticks out to me is the video of people looting a Target. Did you see that one?
I don't know what
very
happened.
Very weird. I saw it on, I think it was Facebook. But there's just a video, this person takes like a POV video, just holds their camera up and walks through Target at like a nice normal pace of like everything going on. It was pretty wild to see. I probably wouldn't be able to find it, but it was just like this person walking down the middle of the aisle and like the alarms are going off and you're just watching people running by and ripping things off of shelves and like filling carts and like smashing random shit.
Oh yeah, somebody walking through as a
Did you see that?
You know, I hope they prosecute all these people. They got them all on camera. Like there's like for every person stealing something, there's like five people out with their cell phone. Mm-hmm. So the majority of these people are on camera and I hope they prosecute them, and it's probably going to be a long hard thing to do. I'm kind of curious. I mean, some people in some situations might not even be prosecuted just because there's so many people to go through.
You got to think about it like this.
But I don't know. Like,
how many of those people looting, stealing, have been out of a job for 3 months?
Well, that's no.
It's not an excuse to steal, you know.
Right.
But I'm saying, is it like definitely the perfect storm?
I would say, yeah. You're right. And you're going to be more inclined to take the risk because.
Absolutely.
You haven't had a job.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to feed the kids.
Yeah, I still got a couple of my runners. I feel like a couple of my runners get just kind of lazy. But, like, just I mean, I have renters that were paying me on time. One renter in particular that she's been sick too, and then but she's been she hasn't been able to pay rent for a couple months now. And
oh, that reminds me, I got to pay rent the second.
Thanks for that. This today.
I know, today's the second.
Yeah, gotta pay rent. Yeah, probably. I think you have grace period to like
3 days.
Oh, is it not more than three? Is it not fifth?
No, three for me.
I don't know. I think this is kind of like here we're now we're talking about rent off subject. And that's why we're unscripted banter. I think somebody was telling me by the state, by state law, it's like technically they can't come out through you for late fees until after the fifth.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
All I know is in the agreement it said three. I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they could have that there, but then they just, but well, they might still charge you late fee. I don't know. That might be wrong too, whatever. So
either way.
And then it might be different for residential to apartments. I don't know.
Dude, something that I really missed out on, and I would have fucking loved to do it. It would have been super easy, but I've just been so fucking tired. The apartment complex that I live in is like really communal. It's kind of weird. Never been involved in like a community, but like with the, they send out like emails and shit, and they have like, it's weird, but like they have dog of the month. You know, and they'll take a photo and they'll put it on the newsletter for like
it's
the
not gonna be Nala.
It's not gonna be Nala, right? But like
complaint of the month.
Yeah, but like they do some really interesting things that like I've never
really
been a part
do
of.
Do they
before.
Get together and do stuff?
Like, I have no idea. Nala, come
dude,
here. But the one that they did, they sent an email out, and I can't believe I didn't. I wanted to do it, but I just never had the time. They did a photo contest, and they wanted you to take a photo of like the surrounding complex or like something that involved.
Oh, dude, that's your thing, man.
I know.
Oh my gosh,
but
dude.
It was a contest and the winner got like $100 Visa gift card. And it was like, find something that like represents us and like the in good light.
For the entire complex?
Yeah, for the entire complex. Yeah. And the one photo of the winner looked phenomenal. It actually looking at the view of it, it was like somebody right across from me right here staring at that pond. But it was really nice. I'm not even going to try to dig to show you. But it was like a sunset photo. It was a long exposure. The water looked great. Like, it was a good photo. But that's I was like, good. Damn, I missed out on something. Like, I probably could have won that if
yeah,
I really
wanted
to.
Yeah, you probably could have. You do a really good job.
And I haven't gone out and taken photos in, since November. It's been a while.
Yeah. I know, dude. I was telling you, man. I want to do a little road trip. Go to the lake or something.
I got to schedule my vacation like, for the summer, so.
Yeah. Are you just going to go off on your own, or are you game to do a little something with me?
I'll schedule something, like, with you, for sure.
Okay. That'd be fun.
But, like, I know I didn't get to use all my vacation time this year, which I don't know.
Nala,
I don't
are you
going to
make any more noise? I'm pretty sure the mic will pick up that. That was Nala drinking. I think her tag when I was
she's a thirsty bitch.
I swear, though, like, she just wants to make fucking noise just to disturb our podcast.
No, not Nala.
She scratches herself right in there. Oh, yeah,
not Nala.
Here, just hit all your saliva, Nala, because you were freaking biting your own ass. Oh, my gosh. Why can't you be a better dog? Why can't you be a sad
hey.
Dog? Yeah.
Be nice.
Nala, do you have anything for the podcast? You want to say anything for the podcast? No?
All right. That's nothing. Thanks, Nala.
You definitely have one of our best looking pictures on Nala's in one of our best looking.
Oh, yeah. Pictures. For Instagram.
Yeah. Go like that. That's a funny one. We made it look like she looks like she's on the podcast.
Yeah.
It looks like one of those pictures, you know, where all the dogs are playing poker, which I think is just a painting. But yeah, it's a painting.
Sitting at
but
the table.
It looks like a legit, like the mics, her paws are up and mm-hmm. she's like in the middle of a conversation. So
she's a good dog. Man. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
No, she's just bored as shit. Did you set up your furniture yet?
No. I still have it in boxes. Mm-hmm. I put up a curtain the other day, a couple curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Got my AC blowing, so it's nice. It feels good in there.
Mm-hmm.
but nope. Got a bed to put together. I haven't put the bed together because my bed's going to go. We still have some work to do over there. We got
to
fix the
ceiling. Are you going to start getting back to work soon?
Uber?
At the house? No, at the house.
Back over there? Yeah, I was planning on it. We're kind of in the middle of trying to, we got a roof issue we're trying to take care of, and I'm supposed to get done today, and it's going to cost me $700, but it needs to be done.
Is it just like leaking?
Yeah, it's leaking, and it looks like there might be a little bit of mold from it or something, so we need to get that taken care of as soon as possible. And
yeah.
But, so hopefully we can get that done today, or get that done this week. It's supposed to be today, but and working on, I got an offer in on a house, but he said he won't respond until Wednesday. So, but I want this house. It's already rented out, has a renter in it. That should be all right. But, yeah. And then, working on getting approved for a business loan. So I'm excited about that. I got the meeting with that at 4 today. So our phone meeting.
So, oh, phone yeah. call meeting.
Yeah.
It's so strange, dude. Like, COVID gone.
You know what's funny? I was driving here. I got off to grab myself an energy drink. I got out of my vehicle. Oh no, I walked inside, walked out, and then like, oh yeah, COVID's going on still. COVID's still here.
Yeah.
And it completely slipped my mind. Like, I would have easily walked up to somebody and shook their hand without even thinking about it.
Yep.
And right in the middle of it too, I was at a gas station one time. This is like a month back. And I remember kind of approaching a guy and then being afterwards like, wait, I got a weird signal from him. I'm like, oh, I'm getting in his space.
Yeah.
And COVID's going on. We both don't have masks on. Yeah. But I need to get me a mask. I ran into somebody at like a Walmart or something that was, she was making her own mask. And her son had one on that looked really cool. It had Marvel characters on it. And she was just selling for $5. And she called me back and for me to buy one, she had made it. And I just have, she's like on the east side of Toledo, so I just haven't taken the time to drive over there or call her back. She left me a nice message, really nice lady. But yeah, $5. I mean, she's like, I feel like I should give her more like that, more than that though. Like, that's really neat. Like, people just, she's just trying to help out too and then make a little bit of money probably. But, hopefully,
it's weird because like,
getting back to normal here.
A lot of people thought like this would scar us and like maybe we'll just always wear masks wherever we go now. And like maybe we'll always social distance. But then like you get out in public and go to the gas station and you just forget, you know, and you're like, oh, yeah, everybody's trying to social distance right now. My bad. I completely forgot.
Yeah. So but out in California, I think they're still pretty shut down. I don't know if they started open restaurants. I think they were saying they're in lockdown for 3 more months, so I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
Here, like Arkansas, where my parents are, where my brother is, they're pretty much back to normal. My brother's been working back at Cracker Barrel. And
did he go back?
He's staying with my parents right now, and which is really nice because my mom can't really cook anymore and can't really do cleaning anymore. She can't focus enough to do those things. My dad does all the cleaning and stuff, and they usually always go out to eat food.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother's been cooking for them constantly, so which they had probably saved him like $1,000 or $2 a month, like just cooking for him. So that's been nice for them. So I'm glad that he's there. That's nice to have, you know, when your parents, it sucks when your parents are getting older, you'll experience that. Your mom, of course, your mom had you when you were young. So you still have her pretty young for a number of years.
Yeah. My mom's going to live forever.
Well, how old was your mom when she had you? Like 16 or something, right? Is it 17?
16 or 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't remember.
We really haven't got talked much about that because that is different experience. Like you had definitely a different experience than me having a single mom.
Oh yeah,
raise you, like, which I mean, you came out just fine. So I'm guessing. I mean, you definitely probably had your struggles. Like it's probably hard at times.
No,
it was pretty.
That's
chill.
The weird thing, dude.
I think you had Nan and Poopa too, so that makes it a lot different.
Yeah,
so
they
have them in your
it filled
lives,
in a lot.
Good family, yeah.
Yeah, good family surrounded by good people.
Yeah, our family is pretty close. Like, that's the reason I came up here. Like, pretty sure I told the story. Tyler and I went out drinking one night. He was in town for a couple days.
Yeah, that was fun, dude.
It was a lot of fun.
That was real fun.
And Tyler, the conversation with me saying, Tyler, what would it take for you to come down here and live? And he'd even skip a beat. I don't think you even remember this conversation very well, because Tyler is pretty toasty at this point. And he quickly responded.
Were we sitting at the Coyote Ugly at this time?
Yeah, we were sitting at the Coyote Bar. Yeah. We had a good time there.
I quickly said, what would it take?
You quickly responded, what would it take for you to come up to Ohio? Yeah. And then
you didn't say anything.
You
didn't have anything. You kind of thought about it.
And I followed you back that next day.
Yep.
And I wasn't feeling very well. I was pretty much in a bipolar episode,
too. Yeah.
Which the change was good for me, too. I think I definitely, I don't know if you could notice that I was going on. I feel like I hide it somewhat pretty good. I just stay quiet, like, because there's a lot of crazy things can just be going through my head. But now I just kind of learn to notice, identify it, and then just shut down. And I just kind of shut down. I just stay to your, like, I think, yeah. I already talked to your mom, I think, too, about coming up there to visit. And I might have even mentioned something about, I didn't think, though, that I thought about moving until I talked to you, though, at all. So I was like, did I have a conversation with her about moving on the way up? I might have.
I think you did.
But it was so nice that she was like so instantly like game for me to. So I rented a place from her for close to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of fun. But yeah.
And now.
Then I took off.
Here we are doing the thing.
Yep.
Doing this thing right here.
Your mom sold that house, which is so weird. I was like pretty close to it a little bit ago when I stopped at the gas station that was the closest to it, and I thought about.
Did you drive by it?
I didn't, but I haven't drove it by since it was sold. But I was there like the day before it was getting sold because I was grabbing a couple things that I saw it over there. But yeah, I don't know. I definitely want to find myself something a little nicer. Definitely not my favorite place to live is right there in the ghetto, but I'm definitely getting used to it, but definitely the thing that stresses me out is just when renters are behind on rent. So I think I was talking about this before, like I'm definitely moving as I buy more properties to not manage and just to pay somebody else to manage and have it completely be hands off. Because I want to be able to travel. I want to be able to do my own thing and not even have to even think about the properties, have them in good hands. And, I mean, man, when you don't have to think about it, if I got the good company taking care of it, it's totally worth losing 10% to not have to think about it at all.
I have to think about it. I don't have to deal with it.
Yeah. Plus, once I hit 20 houses, I mean, I'm making such a good amount of money, too. Like, it won't even really faze me that I'm. How much I'm really losing.
Yep.
I am really praying this business loan goes through and I can buy a bunch of properties but focus on this podcast. I'm going to make a movie based on this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be unscripted.
Unscripted.
Okay. Seth, where can we find you?
Guys, do not follow me on Twitter, but please follow me at Seth Holmes on Instagram. And then also our Unscripted Banter podcast is on Instagram. We're trying to always update that a few times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth, try to keep the stories going.
You can follow Seth on the Unscripted Banter Instagram. Look out for his shitty giveaways.
Yeah, which includes the shitty giveaway.
There. Uh-huh.
Hey. If we can get some shares, I'm happy to give away the money, but I'm not going to give it away just for free. Y'all got to do some work, man. Share my Instagram post.
Or make, 100 different Instagram accounts and just share it.
There you go. That's one way to get
it. If you do that, you deserve it. You deserve it.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
You can follow me, TLuns5, on Instagram and Twitter. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Man, is that it?
That's it. You gonna be okay?
Is that, I'm going to be okay. You going to be okay?
You're definitely not okay with that haircut. You definitely need a little trim.
What's wrong with my haircut?
Your hair looks like it is so many different lengths.
What you're seeing right now is the difference between the front bangs and the back. So, yeah. Like, the front is not the same length as the back.
I'm telling you right now, you're not going to get banged with that hair. It's going to be by a lesbian.
I beg to differ. That thinks you're a girl. I beg to differ. We should end it right there.
You have a penis? What? Oh, my gosh.
Funny.
Thank God for that facial hair, right? Man.
That means nothing these days.
2020, baby.
You never know, man.
Live on 2020.
You just never know.
If I would have known what I know now, what we've experienced this fall, unless something amazing happens, like this year is such a bust.
Yeah.
And like, if somebody gave me the choice, hey, by the way, 2020, I'm not going to tell you what happens in 2020, but it sucked really bad. You can skip over it if you choose to. And I recommend you skip over it.
Yeah.
I would skip over 2020.
If that's your option.
I was like, I missed out on a year of living, but that's okay. Yeah. 2020 sucked balls.
Oh. We'll figure it out next year, right? We'll figure it out.
We'll have a do-over.
Yeah, just 2020 times two.
I feel like 2021, like, and it's so epic, 2020. You know, what a year.
Mm-hmm.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah. And it's only June.
You know what I'm scared to say? I'm scared to say it can't get any worse.
Yeah. It's only June. We'll see what happens from here.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh, I feel we could just have all the bad things happen for the next 50 years and this year. Like, that's what's happening right now.
That would be brutal. Oh, if that's the case, I need to get some guns.
I was like, it's a miracle that Sunday, Saturday, that rocket made with all the bad luck this year.
Yeah.
I was like, I was waiting for that thing to suck and explode.
Yeah, that would have just been fitting, you know? That would have just went right as planned.
It went completely successful. It was completely, it was amazing to watch.
I saw a video of it.
It was the first privately owned rocket going into space. Like,
yeah.
It was first business owned, like, yeah, to take astronauts. Everything's always been government.
Crazy, right?
It's amazing. It's a big deal.
It's
you know what that means, right? That means, like, since it's more business and they make money, it's going to happen a lot more, too.
That's what I'm saying.
And the cost of it's going to go down less and less.
Yep.
I'd say by the time, like, it could be by the time I'm in my 60s, it could be completely affordable. Affordable. If we keep on this track to go to the moon, I would love for there to be a freaking hotel on the moon. That would be amazing. Oh, my gosh. Like, well, like, to experience, like, basketball should be played on the moon. Would that be insane?
Maybe for guys like you and me.
I think, what do they say, a sixth? I mean, we could easily dunk on a 10-foot goal. No problem, if not more.
10-foot hoop.
10-foot. Like, that would just be amazing. Like, and they could do it completely protected, too, because you just have it completely enclosed with oxygen. Mm-hmm. They usually got onto them if they were skipping, because they would like, skip around a little bit. Yeah. But they would tell them to be careful, because... I mean,
you could
one
lose.
Tear.
Yeah.
Like,
you never know.
There goes Steve.
Man, you really thought about this basketball on the moon, huh?
Dude, that would be amazing. No, I just popped in my head. That'd be freaking amazing. They say it's like 1/6 of our gravity. So, like, you could jump 6 times higher then. Which doesn't make sense, because it seems like, unless they're just not trying to jump very high, like, that you should be able to drive, like, jump the height at least more than how tall you are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're probably like tiptoeing in my Jordans.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to end the podcast on that.
Tiptoeing in my Jordans.
Can we just end this episode?
Sure.
You sure?
Tiptoeing in my Jordans.
We love you, fuckers.
Raka Raka. Or, no, that's not right. Rick Rack. What's his name? Riff Raff. Riff Raff. That crazy white rapper. Tiptoeing in my Jordans.
Have a great week.